We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We've got a business update coming up shortly. We'll talk about the eviction moratorium and how that's being handled. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
A Wichita man sentenced to 5 years in prison for a drunk driving crash that killed a woman.
Two.
Primary elections were held yesterday for a couple of seats on the Wichita City Council. Both incumbents did advance to the general election in November, but neither finished with the most votes.
One.
The 87th annual National Baseball Congress World Series begins with four games today in Hutchinson. And the first ever summer ball showdown begins with seven games today in Goddard. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Southbound on I-235, we're just now getting a report of an animal on the roadway. Southbound I-235 between Central and Kellogg. We did not hear exactly what kind of animal it is that is there on the roadway, but watch for a slowdown there. We've also got a pretty big slowdown on Kellogg right now. We've got a building fire reported at Eldora and Dewey, but that's pretty close to Kellogg and Washington. Traffic is slowing down on Kellogg there. In fact, we even had a traffic accident in the westbound lanes there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Wednesday, it'll be hazy throughout the day and a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, we'll be under a cloudy sky, overnight low down to 67. I'm looking ahead for Thursday, we're looking at a breezy and warmer day tomorrow under a clearing sky with a high of 90 degrees. Currently in Wichita, it is partly sunny and 66 degrees on our way to a high of 88 here on this Wednesday. Hatman Jacks still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. We got hot weather with us for a while. The right hat can keep you cool. Stop in at Hatman Jacks. Be fitted with the best hat for you. That's at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks, 601 West Douglas, or you can visit HatmanJacks.com, one of Wichita's best places to go shop. It's 7:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Data from other countries is providing some hope that the U.S. recent Delta-driven wave of COVID may dissipate as fast as it emerged. In the U.K., daily confirmed cases of COVID have fallen by 50% in the past week after the country experienced its largest wave of infections in months. And India, where the Delta variant first emerged, confirmed COVID infections have dropped by a factor of 10 in the last few months, after peaking back in May. No one knows for certain exactly why the Delta cases have dropped so fast. Many experts are baffled. If you're expecting jumps while riding an animal that weighs more than a ton, you don't want a distraction. That's what some riders taking part in equestrian events in Tokyo say they've encountered on the course. Right near obstacle number 10, organizers of the Olympics have placed a sculpture of a full-size sumo wrestler. Some riders say their horses are distracted by the artwork, especially since those approaching it get a full-on look at the wrestler's butt cheeks. Riders opted to take their horses near the statue before the competition, minimizing the chances of their horses being spooked. It could be quite the arsenal if it were World War II.
If.
A man from Germany has been convicted on charges of illegal weapons possession for having an arsenal of weapons dating back to the 30s and 40s. In this collection that the 84-year-old man had included a tank. That's right, he had a tank and a flak cannon.
Okay.
The suspect gets a suspended prison sentence of 14 months.
Oh, I see.
He is ordered to pay a fine of about $300,000.
That's a bit.
The man also must sell or give away the tank and the cannon to a museum or a collector sometime in the next 2 years.
I was going to say, there's plenty of museums that would probably enjoy having such things.
But apparently it's illegal for this guy in Germany to have and own a tank and a cannon.
Well, it should be.
It's 7:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Unicorn startups, those are businesses which are independently owned and valued at more than $1 billion. Be a nice position to be in. They are rare. That's why they're unicorns. Currently, there are only 750 of those businesses in the world, according to cbinsights.com. Money.co.uk tried to find out which countries these startups are in.
Good luck.
With 378 businesses currently valued at more than $1 billion. So there you go. So the number one country, the number one by far with the total number of these type companies is?
Well, maybe the United States.
United States with 378.
Depends on where their tax havens are at, I suppose, for...
And the second most by far is China.
China, okay, yeah.
Everybody else is pretty much way down the list.
Yeah.
In China, though, they can get to it quickest. The average years it takes to reach these startup companies being worth $1 billion, less than 6 years in China for some of theirs. Pretty quick ascent, too, in Hong Kong and Japan, and then the U.S. fourth on that list.
Yeah.
But, when it comes to starting up businesses independently and having them end up being worth $1 billion, you want to be in the United States or China. That's where it's all happening with those types of companies.
Yeah. Of course, for tax purposes, they're located in Moldavia or Switzerland or however that works out.
It's beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, me too.
Immunotherapy can leverage the body's immune system to fight cancer. While excellent responses have been observed in some patients, there's a large number that get little benefit. Well, there's a team at K-State right now that's been funded by the National Science Foundation to research monitoring of a cancerous tumor's immune state. They're trying to assess immunotherapy interventions that could drive more tumors into a favorable state. It's a $750,000 project, should last for about 3 years. So they're trying to improve immunotherapy. It's revolutionized the landscape of cancer care during the past decade.
Yeah, a lot of strides been made.
There are a lot of barriers that hinder their efficacy in many cancer patients, but the team's research through this funding is going to try to seek to uncover the mechanisms of resistance and try to rationally deliver targeted therapies to overcome some of these hurdles. So good luck to the all the smart folks that are there at K-State that are going to try to figure out some of this and see if they can make strides in immunotherapy and get the body's immune system to fight cancer a lot better. It is 7:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it is time for a business update. World stocks are mixed today, concerns about the risk of the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus setting in. In early trading, France, stock market up 0.5%, Germany up a little higher than that. In Britain, not up by just slightly. In Asian markets, South Korea up 1.3%. Hong Kong up nearly 1%. Shanghai up nearly 1%. However, in Tokyo, just a little bit of a drop for their stock market. Wall Street here in the U.S. is positioned for losses. Futures for the S&P 500 index slipping very slightly. And those for the Dow Jones Industrial Average as well, but only very slightly.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the day plays out with that. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issuing a new moratorium on evictions would last until early October. The Biden administration trying to quell intensifying criticism that it's allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during a pandemic. The new moratorium would temporarily halt evictions in counties with substantial and high levels of virus transmissions, and it would cover areas where about 90% of the U.S. population lives.
Mm.
And Sony's profit in the second quarter rose 9% as the Japan electronics and video game maker continued to benefit from a sales perk from the Demon Slayer animation film. Healthy results in music streaming and big demand for digital cameras and image sensors also helping Sony's quarterly sales grow 15%. Sony did raise its full-year profit forecast from an earlier estimate. So Sony having a pretty good second quarter. And that's a business update from the Wichita Business Journal. All right, it's 7:55 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. Of course, entertainment news in the blur is 40 minutes away.
That's right, and in the blur, we've got a new film coming to screens, and it's coming from an unusual place. We'll tell you all about that in the blur coming up.
And of course, we have a live update from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. The Honey Badger might make an appearance as well. Ooh. During that segment. And we've also got another four-pack of tickets to give away to see the National Baseball Congress World Series 1 week from tonight. So listen for your chance to win. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.